Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Off the play action. Allen, Hennessy throws, able to complete it. Diggs, and tail lights time. Diggs is looking back. Touchdown. And he stumbles into the end zone. It's a 50-yard pass play from Josh Allen for the Buffalo Bills.
It's You Better You Bet with Ken Barkley and Nick Ashew.
That course they call on ESPN Monday Night Football. The Buffalo Bills, once again, right now, installed as your favorites to win the Super Bowl. Nick Ashew, Ken Barkley, You Better You Bet, BetQL. You know, we spent a lot of time drafting teams we thought could overachieve this year, underachieve. I'll tell you this, when we did that, Tuesday? I don't even remember what day of the week it is. Trying to figure out the teams we think are going to underachieve underachieve this year. That's the word I was looking for.
Right. The ones who are
that was
be
a
bad.
Lot harder. Because the ones we think that'll be worse than what it. It's a lot harder to sit here and try to justify why a team that has expectations of bare minimum, we set it at 9 wins, to then go through by the end of that, it was like, well, I'm not gonna, not Buffalo, Tampa. Yep. No, I can't do Tampa. It makes it that much more difficult. But now we can look at it, even bigger picture here, right? Teams that we're looking at those odds to win the Super Bowl, where we sit right now. Now, how do you want to actually stipulate where we're going with this, right? Like, okay, so I think I'm not just going to draft the top teams, right? We want to take teams that have longer odds that have a chance to win the Super Bowl. That makes it more fun, because otherwise you're going to take the Rams or Buffalo or Tampa or something. And that's
you want to do 20-1 or better? We have the odds on our chat screen right now. So that eliminates basically the top 10.
Yeah, let's do 20-1, because that still leaves some teams. That leaves reasonable teams in there, at least. And as you know, in the NFL, you can have not even a worst to first, but there's plenty of surprise teams every year, especially kind of working in this range right here. But we still got a lot of teams to choose from.
Right, and so we'll kick out the top 9, because they're all less than 20-1. So the teams that are not open for this draft to be drafted, Buffalo, even though we played that call, Tampa Bay, Green Bay, Kansas City, the Rams, San Francisco, the Chargers, the Cowboys, and the Broncos are all not eligible to be taken for our Super Bowl winning team draft. So we're basically 20-1 or better. I think my guess is most people who like want to bet into this market don't want to bet like Bills 650. I don't think that would be like a bet that necessarily people want to make. Maybe that's a valuable bet. Maybe people think it's so much more likely than that. But I think people generally want to take like a price that has room to drop as the season goes on. So 20-1 or better, that leaves us with
21 works.
The Browns and the Browns, Bengals, Ravens. So all three AFC North teams are 20. All three AFC North teams that people think have a chance to win are 20. Indianapolis, 25. Philly, 28. Tennessee and Arizona, 33. New England, Minnesota, the Raiders, the Dolphins, and the Saints are all 40. Your Washington Commanders, and I don't say your to the listener and viewer, I say it to Nick. Your Washington Commanders, 70. Commander Carson. Commander Carson under center. Steelers with Kenny Pickett, 80. We're going to talk about them at some point. Mike Tomlin, coach of the year, spoiler alert, is going to be all over my pending wagers. I mean, that is going to be. He's like 35-1 to win coach of the year. Like, what are we doing?
And if you're winning with Mitchell Trubisky or Kenny Pickett, you deserve coach of the year without question.
Kenny Pickett on a team that always finishes over 500, and the perception is that because it's because of the coach. He's 35.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Is there about that? So, all right. Carolina 80, Giants 100, Jacksonville 100.
Do we want to go this far?
Jets. We're each picking 5 teams. Could I pick the Jets? Fifth?
This is to win the Super Bowl. This isn't playoffs.
Well, I'm trying to be funny. Jets, Bears, Lions. Oh my, we're not picking them. 125. Seahawks 150, Falcons 200, Texans 225-1. if you would like to bet the Texans to win the Super Bowl, I'll give you 500 and you can just post up with me. How about that? Just DM me. We each want to pick five. Is that the right number here?
Let's do five. Yeah.
Five. And we'll have to like dig pretty deep to get the last few picks.
There's going to be, that's the thing is it's as we go farther down, it's going to be a little bit more of trying to justify how it could possibly happen. Gun to our head here, right?
I always give you the tea. I always give you the tea and just say, if you want it, you can go first if you'd like. You've gone first every time so far. Who is your first pick? 20-1 or better drafting teams that you think can win the Super Bowl.
20-1 to win the Super Bowl. If I'm looking down this list, I'm going to start with the Baltimore Ravens at 20-1. That team right there, if Lamar Jackson is healthy, if he can stay at least a consistent passer there. One of the big things that hurt the Ravens last year was they got hit by not just the injury bug, it was the injury plague. That was an incredible start to their season before they even kicked off for week one. They're losing, four running backs, multiple guys in your secondary. It was an utter disaster for them. And to be able to still stay competitive through all that that's a really, really big deal. And we know how well that team is coached. We know how well run that organization is. But it obviously comes down to, with any team, it comes down to quarterback play. So if Lamar Jackson can play at least closer to MVP Lamar Jackson, he's now got to go from, and he's already had the success, obviously, of being a great regular season quarterback. Well, now he's got to show that he could be a great playoff quarterback as well. And if he can make that breakthrough this year, if you're looking at 20-1, that is a team that you could look at that very easily, this price changes as we go through the year and they start winning games. So even, getting the Ravens at 21 now, honestly, even without this draft and without these rules, has some value to it.
You know, it's funny. I love that pick and hate that pick at the same time. Can't tell you why.
I mean, we're going to feel that way a lot. I mean, I felt that way the other day when I'm like, 20 to the one. Bengals?
Right.
Yeah.
So I love the pick because of the last thing you said. Do you think the price will drop as the season goes on?
Yep.
I think that's possible. I actually think it's possible Baltimore has a pretty amazing regular season. That like really remarkable one seed type season, but potentially. I feel that way about a couple other teams too. We talked about one yesterday, and we'll talk about that same one in a second when I pick. I think that Baltimore maybe has that season in them. So like you're betting a 20 because you think it might be 10 or you think it might be 8 when the season goes on. Like a great reason to make a bet, honestly. So in that way, I love it. I don't like it because then when we actually get to the playoffs, like this is putting hedging aside for a second. Like, will I be happy that I'm holding that ticket when the Ravens are playing playoff games? I don't think so. I don't think I'm going to be like, one of the things that kind of comes through in the playoffs, especially the last few years, is like quarterbacks who are really high up in explosive passing statistics do really well in the playoffs, even better than they did in the regular season. So like the three leading quarterbacks in yards per attempt in the regular season last year entering the playoffs were Burrow, Garoppolo, and Stafford. All three of them made the championship round, but both of the Super Bowl participants are in the top three. So like, can you do that?
We could say the 49ers getting to the NFC championship game with Garoppolo.
Was it because of him is what the argument that you're going to make.
Was it spite of him? I feel like it was more
okay.
Of,
pro Jimmy G than that. Yeah, it's a part of it.
I like Jimmy G, and in all honesty, I think the 49ers are going to regret this process they've gone through because Trey Lance is going to take some time to develop, bare minimum.
Yeah, he might be
bad. And they're going to say, I wish we had him for another year. That being said, Jimmy Garoppolo didn't throw a touchdown pass until the NFC Championship game last year. They ran the hell out of the football. Debo Samuel was the big reason why. So there's a little bit of a difference, I think, between those other two quarterbacks,
sure,
and Matt Stafford and Joe Burrow versus Jimmy G. But I also think Jimmy G is a very capable starting quarterback. He's a middle-of-the-road starter.
Well, I think the key with yards per attempt is like when you have to pass or when you choose to, how good are you at it? So I think with the Niners, we can at least say that when they did choose to do it in big spots, think about some of the plays, even in the Packers game that Garoppolo was able to generate, even as the team required a blocked punt touchdown to win that game, and Rodgers and the Green Bay offense not play very well. When they chose to pass, yards per attempt would tell you like they were pretty effective at it. Even if they were giving the ball to Debo Samuel 75 times a game, and that's really how they were able to generate some of their offense. So I guess my point would just be I guess my point would just be like, all right, it's the divisional round, it's Baltimore against any of the teams that we're thinking of that they're going to play there. Can the Ravens do that in the passing game? Like, can they do that? Even just what the 49ers do, can they do that? I'm not even sure they can do that. I'm not even sure that they could. I don't know. Everything else, win a ton of regular season games, justify absolutely betting them at that price. So that's one of the things. Like, I love that bet and I hate that. It's like the same thing. It's like at the same time. Is it a good bet to make right now because the price is going to drop? Yeah. Like, yeah. I like Baltimore. I think they're really good as a regular
season. I'm probably going to love and hate every single pick that I do here.
Oh, yeah. You're going to hate every love and hate every bet I give. I mean, these are 20 to 1 or higher. Yeah. That's one of the best things about it.
Yeah.
My first pick, I'm going to take Cleveland because Super Bowl has nothing to do with how many games Deshaun Watson's going to be suspended for unless it's the entire season, which seems unlikely at this point. If he plays, then and he's playing when they enter the playoffs, and they can get to the playoffs no matter how many games he misses. I think their ceiling is like as good as a lot of the teams that are higher than them. Because I think whatever we think of Watson as a person, he rates out to potentially be like among the best quarterbacks in the league. And the year before he was suspended, they were literally first in yards per attempt. I think he is basically in like still in his prime. Now we'll see kind of like the effects of not playing last year, but I think the kind of the value here, if we want to put it like that, if we're picking 20 to 1 or higher, I get a team that like when they're all together with their quarterback probably is like as good as at least the Chargers and the Broncos, I think, if we're going to put them against other AFC teams. So I just think like still kind of a valuable bet. This is going to be a team I'm going to be kind of in on. I haven't quite figured out how to play them yet. Because like when the Watson news is announced, how many games is it? Okay, like, so if I want to bet them to win the Super Bowl, which is only slightly affected by missing two or four games to start the year, like, do I bet it before the year? Do I bet it, like, right before week five? Do I, like, wait? Yeah, just I had to play the Browns if I am going to really like them this year. I'm not really sure how to do that yet, but I will pick for this draft, I'll take them first.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
I don't know if I see, and maybe you feel differently, that you're going to see the books kind of change the odds on them at all with him not playing. Like, let's say he suspended the
Super
first
Bowl. I don't think so. Yeah, Super Bowl.
I mean, win total obviously is a totally different ballgame. Yes. We don't even see that in a lot of, there's no market for that at most books right now. Yep. But I feel like Super Bowl is not going to, it really changes anyway. I mean, we saw the, you know, on the NBA side of things, the Lakers and the Nets were the favorites to win the NBA title for most of the year. And everybody knew the Lakers were probably not even going to make the playoffs. But I couldn't see that changing that much. But it'll be, that's the biggest question mark is where that organization is and how long they're going to be without him. Because just from a football standpoint alone, that's certainly going to have a major effect if there is a 4, 6, 8-game suspension, whatever it ends up being.
Right. I think my point with the futures market would be, because you're right, like when the suspension's announced, I mean, unless it's like 12 games or something, they won't. Because, I mean, if it's even 8, actually, those Super Bowl odds will go up. Because their chances of making the playoffs go way down if he misses half the season. If it's a quarter or 2 games, I think there's like maybe a tiny adjustment, but or maybe not at all. The interesting thing, though, will be futures markets are usually reactive. They're usually not predictive. So usually like, so what I mean by that is, even though we can know that Watson's coming back like week 3 or week 5, if they lose the games going into that game, the price will go up. It will, because it'll be a reaction to how the team has played already. It won't just hold like it just, or at least if it does, it'll be the first time in history that that's ever happened. It's the price will be like, oh, they're 1-2. So they should be 40, even though you're like, well, he hasn't played yet. Like, I don't understand. Yep. It's like, that's usually how futures markets usually just, what have people actually done? And it's combined with preseason expectation for sure. That's a part of it too, but it's really like, it's a glacial moving market about what teams or players are doing. Like, it's really just a reaction to what they're doing and it moves in slow motion. So, you know, we'll kind of see. It'll be one of the more interesting prices once they announce the suspension.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to do something that's going to contradict what I said earlier in the week. So if this is cut for social media, I want to make sure that there is it's prefaced with the fact that we have very specific guidelines for making these choices. The Bengals, I took the other day as a team that had a potential with the choices I was given to maybe be a bet that doesn't have nearly the year that they had.
You think
they
suck? I think your exact quote was, yes. I think the Bengals suck and I would never pick them in another draft.
I never said that at all. Do not listen to Ken Barkley. He is a liar. And I will not take this.
Except the liar draft whatsoever. Coming up. Now, maybe that's
the
next
show. The liar draft. I like this. We'll do a liar. That'll be this summer. There'll be a liar draft.
I lied. We're not going to do it. I'm a liar.
you liar. You're the worst. I could also go the opposite way with this. Since the Bengals are sitting at 20-1, why not? They made the Super Bowl last year. They improved.
Play both sides. Here we go, Bengals.
They can play both sides with this. Come on. Look, you know I love the Bengals anyway. So they made the Super Bowl last year. We could put the curse aside. Maybe the curse doesn't affect
every team. What a phony you are.
No. This can fit in both ways. I am hedging this.
They were the number one pick to be a disappointment, and they're your number two pick to win the Super Bowl.
Exactly. Well, for 20-1 odds. Let me press.
If I pick Miami, everyone get mad at me. If I pick Miami,
this would be the best. There, because you still have Joe Burrow. You've improved your biggest weakness in the offensive line. It's another year of Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase together. You've got a great coach. You've got a team that now has playoff experience that overachieved, that got there too soon. There's an opportunity that the rest of the AFC cannibalizes itself, and the Bengals have a chance to go back and win the Super Bowl this time, and the curse doesn't affect them. You give me specific situations. I only have certain teams to choose from. It can go either way, Ken. That's how this thing works.
That was a really compelling case for the Bengals. They sound like a team that's not going to disappoint at all this year.
They're not going to disappoint at all. Pick. There's no chance. Yeah.
It's amazing they were your most disappointing team. Happening. Yeah, so that's a remarkable. What a remarkable thing. Look how that
this
happened.
This is cut for social media. I want to make sure that it's prefaced with both here. I have specific guidelines for this.
We've managed to set the guidelines at 20-1 or higher, and we've taken all three teams that are 20-1 already. We've already done that. So some of the teams that are left, I'll make my next
pick. I'm not taking the Jets, so we can let Costos do that.
Why not? Some of the teams that we have left to pick from, potentially, it's my pick next for the second round. Colts 25, Eagles 28. Titans and Cardinals 33, and then a group at 40. A bunch of potential options, I think, for my second pick, and we'll do that after the break.
All right, our big Super Bowl wavering 20+.
Go Bengals, or not.
I can't believe I did it. Go Bengals. It's You Better You Bet on BetQL.